Welcome to the last talk of today. Yes, day one of Godofest will have to end eventually. And do you know what sometimes doesn't feel like it ever ends? Testing things. And all games need testing, or so I've heard. And there are many ways of going about it, and some are more efficient than others. And covered in this talk is GD Unit 4, an embedded unit testing framework that allows for professional-grade testing. GD Unit 4 was created by Mike Schulze, who is our last speaker of today. He brings with him over 35 years of programming experience. Please welcome to the stage to Mike Schulze.
Thank you. Yeah, welcome to the live demo of GD Unit 4. I'm Mike Schulze. I made my hobby to my profession, so a software developer specialized in Java, so my main work is Java, but in my free time, Godot, so mainly GD Unit, is every day I work on. So, as I already said, the maintainer of GD Unit 4 and also of GD4 Net, so that's the API for C Sharp. And I work almost 4 years on GD Unit now, so it's maybe a long time. What was my journey to the right version of GD Unit 4? So I was starting 2021 with GD Unit 3 for Godot 3. So the question is why I have created this framework. So I just checking existing tools for testing, so there was something, but so I'm spoiled as a Java developer, so I just want to have a JUnit-like framework, so was not so. So I was thinking maybe I can contribute existing projects, but I see the chance to make my own project. And also learning by doing and just implement GD Unit. So what was the vision? So I wanted to have full integrated in Godot. It should be nice looking, it should be easy to install, and it should be feeling easy to use. So I also wanted to have assertions that have fluent syntax. So that was still missing. And also for users that want test-driven development, I want to have simple go to just create a test without that you have too much to learn before, so just click create test. So what's now? For currently the actual version is GDUnit 6 that some weeks ago I created. It's based on Godot 4.5. Then also we have the GDUnit 4 Net for C Sharp. There is actual a release candidate, so it's not really released now. It's still in progress. And also in addition, there is a GitHub action that will allow you to have CI integration. Just when you work with GitHub, you can create pull requests. That's easy to add this action that will ensure that all the tests will run by the GitHub action. And you get the result, and you can ensure it's hopefully nothing is broken. So, then, there's actually 34 releases, over 650 commits, and over 490 pull requests. So, that's a lot. So, it's 4 years ago. It's many. So, then I have Discord server, you can join. There's over 200 active members. They can just join, create. You have questions, I'm still aware of them to answer. So you can always join to get help or ask questions. So, and yeah, JUnit is production ready. You can use. So what's the core features actually? So it's embedded. You have a test inspector. There you can show all your tests and run. You have a test discovery. That means you can discover all your existing tests without manual searching. Just click a button and you will list all your tests. I will show it to you later. Then also have easy to run the test just by context menu to click. You can use the file system. You can go right to the script editor or use the test inspector to run your tests. Then what I already known, you can create a test just easy by right click on the function that will automatically create the test. You don't need to manually create a script and timing and just click create test. Then you have the fluent assertion. That means you can write all your assertions to verify that your code works as expected in a readable, generable syntax. So this will get much better overview of your test and it's easier to read. You have also a Zine runner. The Zine runner allows you to run your game Zine or UI, whatever you want to test, at least. That will allow you to simulate the scene. You can simulate frames, you can simulate inputs like keyboard, mouse, touchscreen, whatever you want. And you have also mock and spy support. That's something knows about mock and spy. What is this? Okay, so something. Okay, good. Then you have also implemented in the last version, the 6.0, session hooks. That means the special hooks you can add that will work around your whole test session. This will allow you to set up your whole test environment. Like, for example, you need a database or something, you can just create a session hook. Then you have startup and shutdown phase. There you can set up your database and run it, and then run your tests. And in the shutdown phase, you can just clear up and shut down the database. So it supports actually GDScript and C Sharp. And okay, let's start. So to install the plugin is very easy. You have just go to the asset lib, type GDUnit. They are both listed actually. This is the new one for Go.5.0. Just download and install it. I have already installed it, so because of the limit time frame here. Oops. And then you need to activate the plugin, and after activation you will here get the test inspector. This allows you to discover tests just by easy simple click this button and all your tests will be found. Then you have also a settings dialog that will allow you to configure how GDUnit works. So, for example, you have update notification. GDUnit has an integrated update mechanism that will scan for new releases, and you will still notified over updates that will be listed here. And you can easily install just by pressing the update button. So, on the actual release, so there's no update. Okay, then you also have the console. GDUnit console is just a listing of what your tests are actually doing. For example, we can just run here and test. test suite. And test suite is a collection of tests. Then you get immediately the response. And you have the test that are passed or failed listed here. Okay. Then I will show you how easy to create a test. For example, I have created a simple class here. It's just a player with two methods, take damage and heal. And you want to test them, just select the function, use the context menu, create test. And there we go. The test is created. So this test creation uses a template that you can also configure. You go to settings, then you have templates. And this is the template you can configure. You have some supported text you can use to extend, or something you don't need, just delete it. Save it, close, and let's create again. Delete it. Okay, and create again, and you will see the template has changed. And when you create a test, this initial will be created just with a template for an assertion is not implemented. And when you run it the first time, sure, will be failed. So you get instant feedback of your failures messages here. This will automatically provide you an error message related to the assertions you're using. So that's just creating the test. I suggest to use the AAA pattern. This means you should structure your test by arrange, act, and assert. Arrange means just set up the test, what you want to test. Act, execute the method you want to test. And finally, use assertions to test that your method does what you expected. For example, you can do it. Let arrange. Then I'm really nervous.
you got a single space on line 7.
Okay, I'm back. Take damage. Why it's not showing?
Test player.view. Line 7. Line 7.
Yeah, I see it. So, okay, let's take damage with count of 30. Then and let assertion. So JUnit provides a set of assertions you can use, so it's type-based. We want to test, in this case, the player takes some damage, and you have assertions like for integers, and you can use just the player check for health and short be equal. You have also the all this verify function. You can equal. So 100 minus 30 should be 70. And okay, run the test. Okay, the test passes, but you see it's yellow, means you have a warning. This means you have orphan detected. Orphans typically in Godot, when you use nodes that not attached to the scene tree, and this will create at least a memory leak. So you have a simple tool you can use to or I want to just use AutoFree. Okay, run again. And now it should be green. Okay, very good. Sorry. it's not my day. Okay. Then for testing zines, we have a zine runner that allows you to load your zine. Then you can simulate just frame by frame or simulate user interactions, keyboard, mouse, touch screens, actions, input actions, and also wait for signals or function results. I've prepared here a simple zine. Okay, the simple scene is just a room that you can walk using keys. And when you open the door, it will open and back it will be closed. So, to testing this scene, I have already prepared a test, so no typos. the test has a test hook called test before. This is a function that will be called for every test, so it's shared. So you can load your zine by using zine runner. You get a runner instance, and also you can use some utils on this runner to get, for example, the door instance and the player. Then the test itself will test, the door will open and also the door is closing. I will just run for a showcase. So go forward, the door should open, test finished. And the next test, door closed, when you step back. All tests are green, so it looks good. How this works, so, okay, we set the player position near the door. So means the player will step right before the door and go back to the script. Then just simulate for 60 frames, just a little wait. Then we simulate to press the key W, that's what move the player forward. And the most important part, you will simulate until a signal is emitted. So when the door opens, this will emit a signal, door opened, with an ID from the door itself. Is the signal emitted, the test will continue, and assertion here for a signal to state the door is opened. And finally we just release the key W, the player will stop, and just for showcase, or 60 frames, you wait. Yeah, just to show that the player was stopping. So to show that the test is failing, we can, for example, use a wrong ID. So the door, when it emitted the signal, has do ID for example one, but we added one here, so two will be not work, so the test will stay here forever. Okay, let run the test again. So the test should fail now. Okay. You can see the test is failing and you get an error message. The test had timed out. So timed out for 5 seconds. That means so the test you can configure a timeout. This is, as you can see here, this is an extra parameter you can set and you're free to configure the timeout. In general, when you struggle with tests, you need more information about what can I do. So you can have a button here, just link to the actual documentation. I spent a lot of time in the documentation. It's also no versioned, and you can step by step go over the installation. It will explain all the steps you need, then how to run tests, and get starting section. Then also for C#. So tomorrow is a workshop, so I will explain more. Hopefully, not so struggle as today. And some information about what unit testing is, how to integration testing, like Zener testing, and also the complete set of assertions that are available, you can find here. And also, for example, we can look for timeout, I explained. And you see test case parameter, that's all the parameters are currently supported. Just jump into and you get the explanation how to use with always we have examples to for easier understanding. Okay, summary. Yeah, just that's now you can testing today. Junior Unit brings you a professional tool for testing in Godot. It's fully embedded and you can testing everyone, just simple logic, scenes and UI parts. You can use test-driven development if you like. And there's a active community support. yeah, there's tomorrow a workshop. You feel free to join. Oh, oops. yeah, I'm done. Q&A. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you so much, Mike, for this wonderful talk. We now have a few more minutes for Q&A. If there are any questions, yes, there's a few. Let's see if we have time for that.
Thanks. Quick question. So what would unit testing for UI look like? Like, would I program that the mouse should move this many pixels left or right, or is there another way to do it?
You can test UI stuff. It's like you can start your scene and simulate the move your mouse pointer to relate position. Just by then can click simulate clicking what you want and test what your UI interacts. The best way is test for signals. So that's the supposed way. There is a feature in the pipeline that will allow you to test for pixel accuracy. Just you can compare the actual image with the current image. So like something has changed in the UI, you will get immediately feedback about what's the difference. That answers your question? Okay, cool.
Hello, thank you for the presentation. I just was curious about the scene runner and the tests, as those seem useful for having scenarios and share the results with, for example, graphic designers. For example, it would be easy to just change the effects, record it, because you have a test, kind of a scenario. You could have the test recorded and then that be part of the test outputs. Have you thought about something like this?
No, actually not. So you mean you will recording a test session and just replay and expect the same result? Or? Ah, no, no, sorry, that's not supported. Oh, feel free to create a feature request, so I will do it.
I have a question. So some of us use Godot add-ons that modify the Godot editor itself. So they run in the Godot editor. Have you thought about in future having some sort of GD unit extension or something that is able to test behavior inside the Godot editor itself rather than a game, separate game? Is this something you thought about?
Okay, when I correctly understand, you want to test editor plugins?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Not yet. I get often this question. The actual problem is the code.api not allows me directly to test plugins. So I need to analyze maybe a candidate to implement, but it's really hard. So yeah, I need to check if it's possible or not. For now, not. Sorry.
Hey, Mike. Great talk. So I'm currently using Gut on a Godot 3, unfortunately. I'm planning to move over eventually. And I use that in the CI to run my tests before, obviously, to make sure it goes green before I merge it. I'm guessing you've got a sort of Docker container that I can pull to run those jobs in GitHub Action. And then my second question was, do you support test coverage for the reports of the tests that you've carried out and tested?
Test coverage, yes. So GDUnit supports two kinds of outputs of reports. So that the actual session should be create a report. So for example, there is an XML and also a HTML, HTML report. You can get the overview over the tests you have run. In this case was just the demo, a single test. And you will be listed all the tests here, also with including fail reports. And the XML is just a JUnit XML report. You can display, when, for example, you have a CI workflow, there is can use the GDUnit for action. Who is it? The simple example. Just on pull request, you can use the action. Will you run your tests? You have a lot of options you can configure here, and you will instantly get a report direct. So, for example, we can open. So I use this in my project too, and we get some example reports. Oh, it's all deleted. let's just run. Hello? This is using the action, and nice. Okay. Yeah, it's
I believe we are at time now. If you could wrap up the question or the answer.
Okay, there's an action and you can use in GitHub to execute, and you will report you. So, sorry for the plugin stuff here. What the hell?
Minor technical difficulties, but nonetheless, a great talk by Mike Schulze. Please give another round of applause for him.